B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Yud Ches. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Avir Shloisha B'Sukkah G'dayla. If you have a large Sukkah with a 3 Tvachim wide gap that runs along the entire Schach, then the Sukkah should be possible. As we've learned before, that this gap of 3 Tvachim separates the two parts of the Sukkah, and assuming that each part in and of its own does not have the required walls, then the Sukkah is possible. Umiatoi, and what happens if you then minimize, you reduce the width of this airspace, bein bekonim, bein bishpudim, either with reeds which are kosher schach, or bein bishpudim, or with shpudim, which are spits, which are posel schach. Have a miut. Then you've succeeded in minimizing the measure of airspace that would separate the sukkah, and the sukkah is going to be kosher. Even though you've filled up some of that gap with posel schach, we already learned in the previous Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin that the airspace and posel schach do not combine. And since you don't have the required minimum measure of schach posel to posel the sukkah, nor do you have the minimum measure of airspace that would make the sukkah posel, the sukkah is kosher. However, b'sukkah ketano, and we've seen this as well previously, that with a very small sukkah, the minimum size sukkah of 7x7 tvachim, bekonim have a miut. If you minimize the airspace with kosher schach, the sukkah will be kosher, because now you have a 7x7 sukkah with less than 3 tvachim of airspace, and all the rest is kosher schach, then we just assume that the whole schach is kosher schach, and the sukkah is kosher. However, bishpudim, if you were to fill the airspace with posel schach, or even part of the airspace with posel schach, loy have a miut, then you've not succeeded in minimizing the part of the sukkah that's making it, the part of the schach that's making the sukkah posel, and it's going to be, the sukkah is going to be posel. And Rashi explains here that since you have 3 tvachim, which is already some significant measure, which between these 3 tvachim and these 3 tvachim together are not schach kosher, that's enough to say, look at the amount of schach kosher you have. You don't have the minimum measure of schach kosher, and therefore the sukkah is going to be posel. And the Gemara says, Vahani mili min hatzad. When do we say that airspace less than 3 tvachim is kosher? Why? Because we say lovud, which means that, and this is a global halacha, halacha l'meishim Sinai, but it's used globally that any distance of less than 3 tvachim, we just assume what's on the side of it to be annexed into the airspace, and we just disregard the airspace. And in this case, the sukkah would be posel. That's only min hatzad. That's only from the walls. That means at this point, Abaye is saying that the concept of lovud was a concept that was said relative to walls. Aval be'emtza. But if it's in the middle of the roof, in the middle of the schach someplace, in that case, pligi bor of acha v'ravina. Abaye says there, it's not so clear whether we say lovud in the middle of a roof or not, when it's not close to the wall. Chad Omar, and this is Ravina, as we've seen in Psachim Daf Ayin Dalud, Ravina is always the more lenient one. So Ravina says, Yesh Lovud Be'emtza, we say Lovud even in the middle of the Schach. V'chad Omar V'acha says, Ein Lovud Be'emtza, there's no Lovud in the middle of the roof. Ma'i Tam demand Omar, Yesh Lovud Be'emtza. What would be the reasoning, or the source and the reasoning for Ravina, who says that there is Lovud even in the center? Titania, we learnt in the Braisa, and this is a braisa that we learned in Erevin Daf Yudalid. And this is regarding a koira. And we know that a typical mavoi, an alleyway that comes off Rosh Hasharabim, in order to be able to carry there, minatoira, since a typical mavoi has got 3 walls, it's surrounded on 3 sides, it's considered a Rosh Hayochid, and you can carry there. Midrabanon, they said you should not carry there unless you do a number of different things. One of them is to have a recognition at the entrance of the Mavoi to warn us not to go between the Mavoi and the Rosh Hasharabim when carrying something. So what would you do? One of the things you could do as a recognition is a Kaira, to put a beam across the Mavoi from wall to wall, one side to the next, at the entrance of the Mavoi. What happens if you have a beam that starts at the top of one wall of one side of the mavui and does not actually reach right to the other side? It almost reaches there. Or if you have two beams, one starting from the wall on one side, one starting from the wall on the other side, but they don't actually reach in the middle. There's a gap in the middle, in the airspace, in the middle of the entrance of the mavui, at the top of the mavui, the beams do not meet each other. Then the halacha is, if the gap, either in the first case, where the gap is next to the wall, is less than 3 tvachim, or in the second case, when the gap is in the middle, is less than 3 tvachim, we say, lovod, you do not need to bring another koira. Shloisha, if, however, the gap is 3 tvachim or more, tzorich lovi koira acheres, you have to bring another koira. So what do we see here clearly? That we use the lovod even in the middle. If the beam goes from one wall and almost reaches the other wall, we can understand you would say lovod, because it's close to a wall. And we said everybody agrees that you say lovod near a wall. But the second case, where the beams don't meet in the middle, there's no wall here. And nonetheless, the Braisa says we say lovod. So this would be proof to Ravina. The Gemara says, v'idoch, what's Rav Acha going to say? Rav Acha says you don't say lovod in the middle. So how can you say that if the two koiros, the two beams, don't meet in the middle, if it's less than 3 tochim between them, it's okay? Shani koiros derabonon. Since the whole concept and need for this koiros only derabonon, then the Chachomim said that it's true that the halacha l'moshe Sinai of lovod did not teach us that you can use lovod in the middle, but us, the Chachomim, it's only the Drabonon, the Chachomim, who said that you cannot carry in the Mavui. The Chachomim said that if you have such a Kaira with such a small gap in the middle, we'll allow you to rely on that and you can carry in the Mavui, since it's only Drabonon. But in the case of Sukkah, and Sukkah needs to have walls min ha-Toira, it needs to have schach min ha-Toira, and therefore, if you need the lovod min ha-Toira, according to Rav Acha, you can only say lovod when it's close to a wall, not in the middle of the schach. Continues the Gemara, my tam and demand to Omar ein lovod be'emtza. What would be the source and the reason for the opinion of Rav Acha, who says that there's no lovod in the middle of the schach? Ditnan, this is based on a mission in Ahlois. And this is a whole perek aruba, and it's many complicated halachas, and we're just going to read what we need for here. There's a halacha, and we've mentioned it, I think, once or twice already in Maseches Sukkah and in other places, that when you have a corpse under a roof, in a room or under any roofing, anything else under the same roof is going to become tummy, because the roof transmits the tummy all round. If, however, it's not under a roof, then obviously the roof will not transmit any tummy. So if you have a roof with a skylight in the middle, and the skylight, we'll soon see how big the skylight is, but if there's a piece of tumma underneath the skylight, then assuming that the skylight is viewed as being open, then the tumma will actually go all the way up through the skylight and will not reach the roof, the ceiling, because it's not under the ceiling part, it's under the open skylight, and then everything else in the room will be tohir. And the same will apply if you have a corpse under the roof, under the ceiling, and you have a utensil under the skylight. Since the utensil is under the skylight and not under the same roof as the corpse, the tumah will not reach it. And the question is, how big is this skylight? So the Mishnah says as follows, Aruba is skylight, shebabayis, in the middle of a ceiling of a house, a room. Ubo piseach tefach. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about that this skylight is a tefach by tefach. Why? Open. Then tumah babayis, if you've got a piece of tumah, corpse, in anywhere in the room, kuloi tomei, the whole house is tomei. Masha keneged aruba, but anything which is directly under the skylight, toher will be toher, because relative to that, it's under the skylight, not under the roof. So the roof will not transmit the tumah onto it. Tumah keneged aruba, if you have the tumah exactly underneath the skylight, kolabayis kuloi toher. So you've got no roofing on top of the tumah, so you have nothing that's going to transmit the tumah to the rest of the room, and everything else in the room is going to be toher. In the event that the gap, the skylight, is less than a tefach by tefach, the halacha is exactly the same. regarding what we've learnt here. Other details in the Mishnah is there. There's a difference to how wide the opening is. Regarding these halachas we've just mentioned, it makes no difference if it's a tefach or less. And tumah babayis, if you've got a piece of tumah, a corpse in the house, keneged aruba toir, anything under this skylight is toir. Tumah keneged aruba, if you have the tumah underneath the skylight, kol habayis kuloi toir. What do we see from here? That you have an opening which is less than 3 tefachim. It's not near a wall, it's in the middle. It's in the middle of the roof, in the middle of the ceiling. How can you say there that if the tumah is underneath it, the tumah goes straight up and it doesn't transmit to the rest of the house? If there's tumah in the rest of the house, what's underneath it doesn't become tumah? Why don't you say it's lavud? And lavud means as if it's closed. And if it's closed, it's as if there's one single roof over the whole area. You see here clearly that even though, I mean, you see clearly that this aruba, this skylight, is in the middle of the room. It's not near a wall. And we do not say lavud. So Rabbi Acha says, I have clear proof from this Mishnah, you don't say lavud. It's considered an opening. That would be the proof of Rabbi Acha. V'idoch, how's Ravina going to explain this? Ravina says that there's lavud in the rest, there's lavud even in the, when it's not near a wall. So why don't you say it's as if the area is closed, as if there's no skylight? If there's no skylight, how do you understand these Mishnayos? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hilchis Tuma, Dehochi Gmira Luhu. In Hilchas Tuma is different. And in Hilchas Tuma, one learnt exactly where one can use lavud and where you cannot use lavud. And regarding the halachas of Tuma, they were never learnt, halacha l'moshe misinai, that you can use lavud in the middle of a ceiling, and therefore you cannot learn it one from anywhere else. Those are the halachas unique to Tuma, and that's why Ravina will agree to the halachas, will understand the halachas of those Mishnayos. Continues the Gemara. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Bayis shenifchas. If you have a house, a roof, and you opened up the roof in the middle of the roof, and we already saw this on Daf on the, in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. V'sikei chal gabov, you took away part of the roof and you put kosher schach on top. Ksheiro, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, you said the sukkah is kosher, and he didn't say it depends sometimes. No, he just said it was kosher. Omar lefon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi said to Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Rabbi, my master, my Rebbe, Porish, at least explain when it's true, when it's kosher. Kach pirush Abba. My father Rabbi Yisi would explain explicitly that Arba Amis, if there's 4 Amis gap of the remaining posel schach from the previous ceiling, then psula is posel. Pochis me Arba Amis, if it's less than 4 Amis gap, then ksheiro, then we say doifa nakuma, and then it's kosher. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Avruma. Avruma is a type of a fish, a small fish, and there's types of shrotzim which are trefa, which those little fish type creepy crawlies which you're not allowed to eat, and they sometimes attach themselves to these fish called avruma. And there's an issue. Are you allowed to eat these avruma fishes when you cannot, you will not be able to determine and discern, are there some trefa, shkotzim, or ramosim attached to it? Said Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, Shari, you're allowed to eat them. And again, Omar lefon of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi came to him and said, Rabbi, my Rebbe, Porish, at least explain when, not always. Kach omar Abba, my father, Rabbi Yosi would explain, that shelmokim ployni asura, that the fish of the avruma fish from X place, from place ployni, some place so and so, there it's osur, because in that place where those fish are, you have these trefa creepy crawlies there as well, these fish, these shkotzim or amosim. Shelmokim ployni, but the fish from a different place, muteres is mutter, because in those places you don't have these trefa fishes that are attaching it to him. Kihod omer Abaya, as Abaya said, Hai tzachanto debav naharo. These tzachanto fish from the river called Bav, Sharia, you're allowed to eat them. Why? My tam, ileima mishum duradifa maya. Is it because the Bav river, over there there's very fast flowing water, there's a strong current, and these shkotzim or amosim, these tommy fish, the little tommy fish that would attach themselves to this tzachanto, don't exist there. V'hai dag tommy. Given the lesley chutashedra, and this tommy type of fish that would make the tzachanta tommy, they do not have any any, they don't have any spinal fluids, or they don't have a spine, lo imotzi koim, they cannot survive there. And therefore, this tzachanta fish is tahir there, you're allowed to eat it. V'kochozinon dekoi. We see that even in these waters, in the Bav River, even though the water, there's a current there, nonetheless, we see that these tomei fish survive there. Ela mishum demelicha maya. Are you going to say because this river, the water is salty, v'hai dog tomei, and these tomei fish, kiven delesle kilfi, since they don't have scales, lo imotzi koi, they cannot survive there. And that's why in this Bav River, the tzachanto fish is edible, you're allowed to eat them in Atayra. V'hokochozinon dekoi, we see that even in the salty waters, where these little fish, the tomei fish, they do exist. Elo mishum deloi marbe tinayu dog tomei. It must be because the mud in those in the Bav River, they do not promote the growth of these dogim tmeim, of these tomei type of fish. Omer Ravina, Ravina added, v'ho'idna, but nowadays, t'shofcha nohor eson v'nohor gamda lahosom, that somehow the river Eson and the river Gamda flows into the river Bav, and therefore, since in those rivers, the mud there does promote the growth of these tomei fish, and since you have these tomei fish there, they would attach themselves with the tzachanta and get confused with the tzachanta fish, and therefore, asira, you're not allowed to eat the tzachanta fish from those rivers. Continues the Gemara, Itmar, Sikeich al gabi achsadra, sheyesh lo ptzimin. If you put schach on top of a porch is typically a roofing, just a roof without walls. Sometimes there was a roof, there was a porch that was attached to a house, and then you've got the wall of the house on one side, or possibly on more sides, and the opening, the front end of the achsadra, the porch, has no wall. Sometimes you would have an achsadra in the middle of a field, in the middle of an open area, and then it would just be four posts with a roofing on top of it, with no walls whatsoever. So if somebody puts schach on top of a porch, sheyesh lo petzimin, a type of porch that has poles all the way around, ksheira, it's kosher. Because since it's got these petzimin, and there's less than three tfachim between these petzimin, and we say lovut. And we're obviously talking about that if this porch was adjacent to the houses, if you had a circle of houses and a courtyard in the middle and a porch going all the way around, obviously there was a distance of four amos from and or more from the outside walls of the homes till the edge of this porch. And therefore the schach did not have walls because you don't say Deif Nakuma for four amos or more. So we rely on these ptzimin, on these posts. However, she'ein lo ptzimin, what happens if you don't have posts going around the porch? Abaya says ksher, Abaya says it's kosher. You don't have doifin akuma because we said the walls were too far away. You don't have ptzimin because we're talking about a case where there's no post. There's no, none of these poles and posts. And nonetheless, Abaya says kosher, we'll soon see why. Rava mar psula, Rava says it's possible. How can it be kosher? There's nothing making it kosher. You haven't got any walls. Abaya omar kshera, why does Abaya say it's kosher? Omrinon, Abaya is now introducing us to a new concept. Pi tikra yoyred v'soysim. And this works with a concept called good achis, which is a virtual extension of an existing wall. Over here you've got the edge of the tikra, the edge of the roofing, the edge of the achsadra, this porch. And it's a tefa, assuming that the edge of this porch is at least a tefach high, so that's called the P, the edge of the tikra. Yered v'soysim, virtually speaking, it's as if the walls extend all the way down, and then you've got walls around the sukkah. That's why Abaya says it's kosher. Rav Omar Psula. Rav says it's possible. Why? Lo yomrinon pi tikra yered v'soysim. Rav says that we do not say, in this case, we do not say pi tikra yered v'soysim. And since you don't say pitikra, you don't have any walls. Omar le Rav la Abaya. Rava asked the question against Abaya. Leditcha, according to you, the omras pitikra yered v'soysim. You say pitikra yered v'soysim, then afilu hifchis doifenoim tzoi. Even if the middle wall, what are you going to say if you have a sukkah and of three walls, typically a ches-shaped three-walled sukkah, and the middle wall falls away, you now don't have that third wall. Just say that the schach itself, assuming that it's a thick schach, the schach himself should be a pitikra, yerid v'sayisim. And the Mefarshim explain that Rava took it for granted that everybody would agree that a sukkah in that event, when you have a sukkah which is now like a mavui mefulash, a throughway straight through sukkah, wall on each side, but neither there's no walls, there's only two parallel walls, that Rava assumed everybody would say that it's a not kosher sukkah. Just Rava thought, if Abaye says pitikra yered v'soysim over here, in the case of the achsadra, even though the edge of the achsadra, the edge of this porch, the porch itself was not made to serve the courtyard in the middle, it was made to serve the area under the porch. So to say pitikra, that the pitikra will not serve the area under the porch, but the pitikra will serve the area beyond the porch, in the area that has the schachon, Rava thought, if Abaye can say that, maybe he'll even say, by Mavi Mefulash you say pitikra, even though there are sources that in the Gemara and Erevin that we wouldn't say pitikra. Omale, Abaye answered to Rava and said, no, in that case, I agree with you that if there's a sukkah where people are walking straight through it, it's kamavui, then dehavale kamavui mefulash. It's like a mavui which is a straight through. And since people, and there are many people who typically penetrate and walk through this end of this sukkah, in that case, we do not use the concept of pitikra yoyred v'saysim. That means Abaye is responding to Rava, even though I do say pitikra yered v'soysim by an achsadra, even though the achsadra, the edge of the achsadra, which is from the achsadra, was made to serve under the achsadra, not the sukkah, I do say pitikra yered v'soysim there. I do not say pitikra when the public would penetrate through this wall that was supposed to be, virtually speaking, saying yered v'soysim. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara. So what we've seen till now is that Abaye says you do say pitikra yered v'soysim even though the edge of the roofing is from a roof that was not made to serve the sukkah. Rava says you don't say pitikra, at least in that case. Whether Rava would say pitikra in a case where the edge of the ceiling of the tikra is serving the sukkah itself, that's something which we're still going to discuss. And we do have to point out that when we just said now that Abaye agrees that when it goes straight through, and it's not just like you have three walls and on, you have two walls, right angled walls, and then nobody walks through such an area, it's a closed area, and on a third wall you want to say pitikra, there we can understand you say pitikra. But Abaye says that if it's two parallel walls, if it's a case where the rabbim, the public, will walk through, you do not say pitikra. That's only in a place where there is a public there that could walk through. But there are cases that Abaye would agree that even when I do not have right-angled walls, we will still say pitikra yered v'saysim in the event that it's not in a public area. And that's going to take us to the next Gemara. Leima Abaye v'rova b'plukta d'rav v'shmuel k'mifligi. We have Machlokes Abaye v'Rava, we just saw now, whether you say pitikra by sukkah. Abaye says that you say pitikra yered v'soysim, the edge of the achsadra, virtually speaking, comes down to create walls for the sukkah, and Rava says you don't say that. Now we're going to have another Machlokes regarding Hilchus Shabbos. If you're in a bikkur, a very large open field, and you've got a porch there with no walls whatsoever, just a porch which is supported on four posts. You're not allowed to carry in the big open area, midrabbanon, it's a karmelis. You're not allowed to carry there more than four amos. The question is, if the edge of this porch is a tefach wide, and over here we have a case where the wall, pitikra coming down, is now going to serve the area under the porch. If you can say that the four sides of this porch, the tefach wide roofing, is considered pitikra yored v'soysim, the area underneath this porch is, so to speak, enclosed, and you should be able to carry there you can carry there as much as you want in that area, even more than four amis. And in that case, in contrast to what we saw before, in this case, the tikra itself is serving the area underneath the tikra, and the pitikra is also going to be serving the area under this tikra. And there we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav Omar Mutal Taltil Bekulei. Rav says you can carry in the whole area underneath this roofing. Domrinon, we say Pitikra, Yered Vesoysum. This sounds like Abaya, who said before, even by the case of Sukkah, Pitikra, Yered Vesoysum. Ushmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Ein Metaltlin Bo Eloda Bedaladamis. Shmuel says it's got the same status as the caramelists around it, as the Bika around it, the field, and you're not allowed to carry there four amis. Deloy Omrinon Pitikra Yered Vesoysum, and this sounds like Rava that you don't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. And the Gemara explains, Aliba de Shmuel Kule al Malay Pligi. Everybody agrees that Shmuel, in the case of the Achsadra Babika in Hilchas Shabbos, and Rava in the case of the Pitikra with the Achsadra, we cannot reconcile them. They are arguing, Rava understands that according to Shmuel, if Shmuel says that even in the case of the Achsadra Bebika, where the Pitikra would serve the area underneath the roofing, and even there Shmuel says that we do not say Pitikra, of course in the case of the Achsadra, the Sukkah, in the middle of the Gemara we're speaking about, the bottom of Omud, where over there, where the Achsadra itself is not the Sukkah itself, the Sukkah is beyond the Achsadra, of course over there, Shmuel will say that you do not say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. So there's no way in the world that Abaya, who says Pitikra by Sukkah, and Shmuel, who says that you don't say Pitikra by Achsadra, there's no way that they can hold the same, and there's no Machlekas. Everybody agrees, even Abaya agrees that Shmuel himself will say that you do not say Pitikra, not by the Achsadra Bebika, and not by the Sukkah, which is beyond the Achsadra. Ki pligi, when are Abaya and Rava arguing, Aliba de Rav, only according to Rav. Rav, who says that you do say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum, in the case of the Achsadra Bebika, so Abaya and Rav, that's fine, they both say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. V'Rava Omar L'cho, but Rava can say, that I say that the case of Sukkah, where you're making the schach beyond the Achsadra and you want the Pitikra Yered Vesoysum, that Rava says that in that case you don't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum, Rava says Rav would agree with me. Rav could well agree with me. Shmuel can certainly agree with me, because Shmuel says you don't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum there. So of course you won't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum by the Sukkah. But even Rav could agree with me. When does Rav say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum? Only over there. Over there, the Pitikra that coming down, the Tikra itself, the roof itself is serving the area underneath the roof, and the Pitikra is serving the area underneath in order to make it to be enclosed by these virtual walls to be able to carry there. Rav says, you say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. Aval Hocha, but in the case of the Schach, where you want the edge of the Achsadra to serve the area outside the Achsadra, where the edge of the Achsadra is not made to serve the area outside it, loy. In that case, Rav could well agree with me, Rava, that you don't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. So as far as Rav is concerned, it could be that Rava could agree with him. And that's the Machlekas, Abaya and Rava. What does Rav hold in the case of Sukkah? Do we say Pitikra? Abaya will say that we say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. Rav will say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. Rava will say no. Rav will say that Rav could agree in that case, you do not say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. And it was Tosfos that asked the question, how can the Gemara say that Abaya and Rav seem to be holding the same thing? When Rav is talking about an Achsadra and a Bika, in the middle of a field, there's no walls there. Did Abaya not say two lines earlier that when there's no walls, when there's a throughway, that in that case even Abaya agrees that you don't say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum? And the Pnei Shua explains, like we said before, that in an open field, there's no public walking through, so there Abaya would still say you could say Pitikra Yered Vesoysum. Continues the Gemara Tanan, we're now asking a question from a Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph against Abaya. The Abaya says, Pitikra Yered Vesoysum, how's he going to learn the Mishnah? Tanan, V'chein Chotza HaMukefes Achsadra. We saw there in the Mishnah that if you have a chotzer, a courtyard, that's surrounded by homes, and beyond each of these homes you've got a porch, and now in the middle of these porches, in the area between them, you've put schach. What did the Mishnah say? That if the porches are four tfachim, or four amis or more wide, then the sukkah is possible, because you don't say Pitikra. The walls of the homes are too far away from the schach, and the sukkah has no walls, it's possible. But if the porches are less than four amis, then you say Pitikra, and the area underneath the schach is kosher. Asks the Gemara, V'amai, even if the distance between the walls and the schach is more than 4 amos, according to Abaya, it should still be kosher. Neima pitikra yered v'soysim, just saying that the edge of the porches are virtually speaking extended downwards, you have walls, so you don't need the walls of the homes themselves. Answers the Gemara, Tirga merova libed Abaya. This is amazing. In Chazal, you find that even Rava argued with Abaya. Rava went out of his way to explain how Abaya could understand the Mishnah. Because according to Rava, the Mishnah is amazing. The Mishnah is holds like Rava, that you don't say Pitikra Yerid V'Soysim. But Rava says, I want this Mishnah to work even with Abaya. Tirga merova libed Abaya, kishishva as Kiryov. When do you see a Pitikra? When you see the edge of the porch, you can see a tefach. If it's visible, then we virtually speaking extend it downwards. Normally it would be visible. If you put the schach on top of the porch, then the width, the thickness of the porch roofing, you can see inside the sukkah. However, over here we're talking about, the Mishnah could be talking about where you actually put the schach flush with the edge of the porches, and you do not see a tefach of the porch roofing, and then you don't say pitikra yered v'saysam. Continues the Gemara. Basura Masnu Lahoshmaita Bahai Lishna. In Surah we learned the Machlokes Abaye Rava, as we saw in Daf Yud Ches. But Pumpadisa Masna, however, in Pumpadisa, in a different place, they learned differently. That the Machlokes, and because what did we see till now? In Daf Yud Ches we saw there seems to be a Machlokes Abaye Rava, whether you say Pitikra Yerid Vasaisam in a case where the tikra itself is not serving the area underneath the porch, rather serving the area beyond the porch. The Abaya says you still say pitikra, Rava says you don't say pitikra. In Pompadisa, they had the same issue, not regarding pitikra, rather regarding lovud, interestingly enough. Sikei chalgaba achsadro sheyesh she'ein lo ptzimin. In Pompadisa, they learned that if you have put the schach on top of an achsadro that does not have these posts separated by less than 3 tvachim, you don't have lovud to make walls, then ein lo ptzimin, divrei hakil psula. Everybody will agree that the sukkah is posel. You do not say pitikra yerid v'soysim in the event that the pitikra is not serving the area under the tikra. Yesh lo ptzimin. However, if you have these posts every less than 3 tvachim, there's a machlekus, Abaya omar ksher. Abaya says that's what lovud is for. You have lovud, you have poles going all the way around, it's fine. Rava omar psula. Rava says it's posel. Why? Abaya omar ksher. Abaya says omrin on lovud. Rava omar psula, lo yomrin on lovud. You don't say lovud in this case because these posts, what are they there for? These posts are holding up the roofing, they're holding up the porch. You didn't make these posts in order to serve as a wall for the sukkah with lovud. You made these posts to hold up the roofing, to hold up the achsadra. And therefore, lovud will work if you need it in the achsadra. In the case, for example, in Hilchas Shabbos, if you want to carry underneath such an achsadra, and use the area inside the achsadra as if it's surrounded by walls, and then you can carry there even if the area outside it is a karmelis, that's fine. But if you want to use it for the lovud, for the sukkah, the schach, which is beyond the porch, there Rava says no. V'hilchas akalishna kama, the aloch is like the first version, like surah, that regarding lovud, even though the posts that you're using lovud were intended to serve the area under the porch, you can use the lovud for the sukkah beyond the porch. And when it comes to the pitikra yered v'saysim, Abaya says you say pitikra, even though the edge of the tikra, this roofing was made to serve under the porch, you can use it even for the sukkah beyond the porch. And Rava says, no, he says you certainly don't say pitikra when the tikra is not there to serve the area outside the tikra. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Ashkechele Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi met Rav Kahana building the following sukkah. And this is the second time Rav Ashi has noticed how Rav Kahana built his sukkah. You'll see, you'll remember on Dav Zayin Omad Aleph, we had a very similar case. We had another incident where the Gemara says that Rav Ashi actually met Rav Kahana making a sukkah and he questioned what he was doing there. Here again, Rav Ashi met Rav Kahana, and what was he doing? He had a sukkah with 2 regular walls. Right angled walls. For the third wall, he was flush with an achsadra, with the edge of a porch, which means that the right angled walls was right angled and going round the corner just beyond the porch. And this porch area, the porch ending, the edge of the porch, should have served or was supposed to serve as the third wall of the sukkah. And what happened there? The komasaki chalgabe achsadra she'ein lo ptzimin. There were no posts at the edge of that part of the roofing of the porch, and he just put schach on top of the porch in order to, and he assumed it to be a kosher sukkah. Omar le, so Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, lo yisovar mar hoda omar Rava, do you not agree with what we just learnt in the name of Rava, that only im yesh lo ptzimin kshera, if you have posts, then it's kosher, according to the first version of Rava, even though the posts holding up the achsadra are serving the achsadra, nonetheless you can use lovud for the area of the sukkah outside the achsadra, that's fine, but ein lo ptzimin psula. Rava says that since this edge of the pitikra is serving inside the tikra, not serving the sukkah outside, you do not say pitikra yered v'soysim, and it's possible, so you don't have your third wall. How can you put schach on and assume it's kosher? So the Gemara says, Ach v'lei, Rav Kahana pointed to Rav Ashi and said, you're worried about this third wall? I have a lechi. And we know, we mentioned before, that a mavui, in order to be able to use a mavui on Shabbos, you need to make a recognition at the entrance of the mavui. So before we spoke about the koira, the beam going across the top of the entrance of the mavui, but there's another way of doing it, which is an upright post called a lechi. So Rav Kahana showed Rav Ashi, look, there's a lechi. You want to know why you can't see it? Well, if you're sitting inside the sukkah, this lechi is actually protruding outside the sukkah. If you were to look at the sukkah from the outside, you would see that there's a post there, protruding from the sukkah on the outside. And if you're standing outside, it's two cases, and many don't have the version of this line here, but either way, if you're standing outside the sukkah, then you don't see this post, but because it's protruding into the sukkah. And if you were inside the sukkah, you would see it. Nira mibifnim v'shovim mibachutz. We're talking about where this post, there is a post that you can only see from the inside, not from the outside. Ina minira mibachutz v'shovim mibifnim. And many just have the second version, second line here. Nira mibachutz v'shovim mibifnim, that you can see the post from the outside, you cannot see it from the inside. De itmar, because we learned in Erevin Daf Tes, that nira mibachutz v'shovim mibifnim, if you have a lechi, a post that can only be seen from the outside and cannot be seen from the inside, which means that it's protruding beyond the mavui over there, it's protruding outside the mavui, but from inside the mavui you cannot see it. Nidun mishum lechi. Nonetheless, it has the halachic status of a lechi, and you can carry in the mavui. V'lechi haynu ptzimin. A lechi is not more than a post, and it has the same status as ptzimin. And ptzimin, we know that if you have ptzimin, the sukkah is kosher. If this achsadra, if this porch has ptzimin as posts, then you're allowed to use it and as a wall for sukkah. And therefore, says Rav Kahana, this sukkah is kosher. And all the Rishonim here don't understand what on earth is going on here. There's one thing with lechi. What's lechi got to do with the third wall of the sukkah? And there's a huge discussion here with Tosfos and the Rosh and many other Rishonim. How do we understand this? And the Rosh actually brings, as does Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, that this is actually an extension to what we saw in that incident on Dav Zayin, that Rav Kahana there used a Tzuras HaPesach. You'll remember, if you can look, refer back to, it says there that Rav Ashi Ashkechel Rav Kahana de Ka'ovit Tefach Soichak v'Ka'ovit Tzuras HaPesach. Besides for the Tefach, he also put a Tzuras HaPesach, a type of a frame around that third wall, which serves as a halachic wall. It's called Tzuras HaPesach, a form of an entranceway. And since there was probably here, he did a Tzuras HaPesach. If there's a Tzuras HaPesach, then min haTorah you don't need the extra Tefach. Midrabonon, you need an extra Tefach. Since it's Midrabonon, if you have the Tefach, then you can rely on Pitikra Yered V'Soysim, even according to Rava, even if the Tikra is serving outside the Tikra, outside the Achsadra and not inside. That's how the Rosh and others explain this. There's many other ways of dealing with this Gemara, but we've made the basic reading, and Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.